This is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. This year's commercial salmon harvest was bad, really bad. The harvest in Upper Cook Inlet was reportedly the lowest since 1971, with drift, gillnet, and east side set net harvests 86% lower than their respective recent 10-year averages. On top of that, the price for sockeye salmon paled in comparison with recent years. That burden hits close to home for a lot of Kenai Peninsula fishermen. At the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting Tuesday, representatives from the United Cook Inlet Drift Association and Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association called on the Assembly to request that the state of Alaska declare an economic disaster for Upper Cook Inlet commercial salmon fisheries. Here's Roland Ma, USIDA's executive director at the meeting.
For the drift fleet, it was also one of our very worst years, matter of fact, since statehood. And the question that I most often get here in the office is, how am I going to pay my heating bill this winter, Roland? And I don't have a good answer for that.
So what exactly went wrong? Brian Marston, Fish and Game's area manager for Upper Cook Inlet Commercial Fisheries, says it was a combination of factors.
The overall abundance of sockeye was not too bad. It was around average or slightly below average for both the major rivers, which are Kenai and Kasilop River. What the real problem we had this year, and similar to other years, it was just a little more exacerbated this year, is that we also had low king salmon abundance in the Kenai River, especially for the late run king salmon.
The management plan for Upper Cook Inlet imposes restrictions on commercial sockeye fishing when in-river sport fishing for kings is restricted, so the commercial nets don't incidentally intercept kings when their numbers are low. King salmon have been on the decline for a while, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed this king season early.
Well, in past years, recently, we have had one or the other of the king salmon runs, either the late run or the early run, that has done poorly, and that has resulted in less fishing time overall. This year, we had low abundance for both of those runs. It essentially means all season we're in some sort of a restricted sockeye harvest situation.
On top of that, the timing of the sockeye run was a little later than most years. The result was a devastating matrix of shortcomings, Marston says.
And that's really what happened. Is, you know, normally you might have, you know, a dozen or so things that could go wrong. And if most of those things don't, you're okay. But if you have a large proportion of those different issues that could go wrong, if they all happen on the same year, you end up with problems in harvest pressure.
Fishermen were also earning less this year than last year per pound, based on overall market trends. Ken Coleman, vice president of KPFA, touched on this at the meeting.
We had markets that were unsettled by the COVID-19 pandemic, which resulted in significant decreases in price per pound. So we've had a difficult season. Many of these folks are, as I mentioned, are family operations. People do not have enough money to go around for the essentials in life, those things that we all take for granted.
The result was that the ex-vessel value, or the value of each permit to fish, was lower than in recent years.
So if we harvest a small amount of sockeye, the total, what we call ex-vessel value, is going to be low, because the total number of fish that are harvested are low. So there was a small lowering of the price paid to fishermen per pound, but most of it was that we just didn't harvest enough.
Marston says it's possible some fishermen may have had good seasons, but they were exceptions, not the rule.
But the vast majority of the users did not harvest very much, and the average, that just makes the average really low. And that's the typical way we value the fishery, is by that average ex-vessel value.
The Assembly unanimously agreed to send the request to the state. That's it for Econ 91.9. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.